Members of Congress are back in Washington today. Republicans dedicated to the proposition of getting massive corporate tax cuts done by the new year. How massive? Well, along with everything else, Republicans want to cut corporate taxes from 35% now down to 20%. And Republicans say that lower corporate taxes mean more jobs and higher wages, but do those figures really add up? And what impact do corporate tax cuts have in the real world? Rebecca Kaiser is a visiting professor at Fordham University School of Law and a professor at Brooklyn Law School.
Historically, there's not much evidence supporting the conclusion that higher post-tax profits lead to increased investment. But even if rate cuts boost savings and investment, there is a growing decoupling between productivity growth and wage growth. So we could see the former without the latter. But the hope is certainly that as a result of this rate cut, corporations will invest more, and this will help grow the economy.
That makes it sound like it's less and less likely that if big companies get to keep more money, that money will trickle down and provide more jobs for working people.
That's certainly a possibility. Nothing in the cut requires corporations to use money for jobs. What they will do with the money depends on the industry, and they'll presumably put the money in investments that they estimate will reap the most rewards to shareholders. So this may mean hiring workers or building robots. It's really an industry-specific calculation. We also have to ask how the legislation is paid for. Here, the corporate tax cut is generally going to be financed by increasing deficits. So there may be increased incentives to invest, but these will be dampened somewhat by deficit effects and perhaps substantially. This is because increased deficits push up interest rates, which will tend to discourage investment.
All right. So what do we know about debt finance tax cuts like this? I mean, this one is huge. And again, I keep our attention on whether middle class people, working people are going to see the flourishing and the blossoming of employment that's being promised by Republicans in Washington here.
We don't have a ton of experience with this because typically when we've had tax cuts, we haven't been in the same situation with so much outstanding debt. Most mainstream economic models take into account the drag by that debt and as a result substantially reduce the likelihood that this will lead to a lot of increased investment.
All right, but Rebecca, aren't corporate profits already near record highs? Why would anyone think that more cash or being able to keep even more profit would mean more employment?
Well, the idea is that this will lead corporations to build more plants and invest in more assets. One thing also to keep in mind here is that this is against the background of what other countries have done with their statutory corporate rates. Ours remains pretty high. And so what this does is it induces companies to engage in costly and inefficient and really abusive tax avoidance to bring down their effective tax rate, meaning the rate that they actually pay. So what this does is hopefully reduce those incentives. And so in this manner, perhaps companies can use their resources more wisely, not just for tax planning. Whether it actually accomplishes that goal is another story.
Rebecca, I get the argument that lower taxes for corporations gives them more cash on hand, more cash for investment, and they can grow the economy that way. But there's another statistic that's just staring us in the face. Corporate America is sitting on $2 trillion in cash reserves right now. And so that forces us to ask the question, why isn't that money being used for investment that leads to employment? How much more would lead to that kind of investment?
You know, companies are trying to make investment decisions and they're trying to see what is the most effective way to earn a good return for their shareholders. And that does not necessarily mean more jobs. And so I think that's also against the background of the fact that the economy is close to full employment. So having a tax cut in this time of full employment will arguably not really result in more jobs.
Rebecca Kaiser, visiting professor at Fordham University School of Law and professor at Brooklyn Law School. Rebecca, thanks so much.
Thank you.